Hello, and thank you for listening to this week's episode of Hereabouts, Asian American Midwest Radio. Hereabouts is produced by WFHB and Indiana University's Asian Culture Center. We ask critical questions about identity, culture, community, and shared assumptions. We air every other Wednesday from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. in the evening. My name is Belle, and I'm a junior double majoring in international law and institutions in Spanish. Today, I'm here with Kathleen and Megan, both members of the Vietnamese Student Association here at IU. So before we get started, could you both please introduce yourself?
Hi, everyone. My name is Kathleen. I am majoring in journalism at the IU Media School with a concentration in public relations, as well as double minoring in psychology and marketing. I'm from Fishers, Indiana. And besides being involved in the Vietnamese Student Association, I'm also a student assistant at the ECC, involved in the Public Relations Student Society of America at the IU Media School, and I also help do visuals for the Indiana Daily Student.
So my name is Megan Gunter, and I'm a chem major from Houston, Texas, so kind of far away. I'm mainly a part of VSA from like the VCN committee, being a committee member, and I'm also involved in like designing the merch for them, as I made the merch design for this year.
Awesome, yeah. I heard about that, so how did you get involved in VSA?
So I actually got involved in VSA at the start of this year. They had a potluck and an event where they were hosting and like showing all of the different clubs that they had surrounding like Asian communities. And I attended just because like I wasn't really aware of the Asian community in Bloomington, just because it was such a culture shock coming here and being like, whoa, like, it's really small in comparison to Houston, and I wanted to find that group or that kind of family. So that's kind of how I came across VSA, and I loved how tight-knit it was.
Yeah, for sure. That's such an interesting perspective, because oftentimes, I don't know about you, but like whenever I talk to people, kind of like usually people who go to IU are kind of like from around here. I'm from Thailand, so like I came from a very like Asian dominated space as well. And it's so interesting to like kind of hear that that we share that in common, because a lot of people will say actually that IU is the most diverse place they've been, which is so interesting.
It's crazy because like IU has, I feel like we have a bit of diversity, but it's still not diverse in comparison to places like Houston or New York.
100%. Yeah, for sure. I believe like the Asian ethnicity group is like the biggest minority group we have on campus. Like I think, like, I don't know how accurate my or like up to date my numbers are, but I heard like 12% of us are here, which is pretty cool. But yeah, it doesn't compare to like big cities like, I don't know, California, Houston, and like literally the Asian countries. But yeah, anyways, Kathleen, so you mentioned you do work on rice paper at the ACC. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, for sure. So yeah, at the ECC, one of my primary responsibilities as a student assistant is the rice paper. And it's a semi-annual newsletter that we publish at the end of every semester. So we'll have one coming out in the next week or two. And usually it's different for every publication or published newsletter. So the rice paper will cover any articles that people submit or guest lecturers that we have. So for the last one in the fall semester, we heavily covered the ACC's 25th anniversary celebration, since that was a really big deal for us. But for the spring one, a big part of the rice paper, a sneak peek, if you will be about Asian Fest. So there'll be some things about there.
Awesome. And I know that the rice paper also accepts like student work. For any of those, or many people who are listening to us right now, who'd like to submit something, like what are you guys looking for?
Yeah, so it's really anything, anything related to what we're hosting for that semester. So typically, because we celebrate the Heritage Month in the spring semester, if anyone who attended our events wants to write an article about it, then that's something that we accept. We sometimes I will also personally reach out to any volunteers we have at the ACC that I think would be, you know, something interesting they could write. So there's like a podcasting or film student who's a volunteer at the ACC. So I did reach out to him if he wanted to write a blog about our film festival that we had, but sometimes schedules don't work out. So I'm actually doing it because it's something I'm interested in as well. But those are different ways that they can get involved with the rice paper.
So kind of pivoting a little bit. So you mentioned you are a member of the Vietnamese Student Association, and you were also present at Asian Fest. So I was wondering if you could tell us more about what VSA does at IU. What are your guys' like key events that people might want to get involved in, and what makes VSA special to you?
Yeah, definitely. So VSA, we are a social and cultural student organization on campus. So we create events and we host events where we are educating not only our members, but also the greater student body at IU on Vietnamese culture. And then we also host events where any student, really, whether you are of Vietnamese descent or you're interested in learning more about Vietnamese culture, we host events where you can get to know other people who are just really looking for a community that has the same goal of just wanting to learn more about the culture. I would say what makes VSA so special is definitely just the community. The people in there are very, very kind. Everyone in there is also really different. So I feel like if you're new and you're coming in, you'll definitely find someone who has a lot of the same interests or hobbies as you. I know for me, that's how I found my group of friends and how I'm friends with everyone. Everyone there is very kind and welcoming. Always down to do anything, you know, with VSA or just anything outside of that as well.
On that note, I think you guys were also part of Asian Fest, which is the kickoff celebration event that we hosted on March 27th on a Wednesday at the Busker Kemley Theater. And if I'm not mistaken, you guys did a traditional Vietnamese dance. And Kathleen, you were also part of that performance, right?
Yes, I was.
I guess I'm just kind of curious about like the context of the dance. Like, how did you guys, I'm both curious about like the process of logistically, like, how did you end up picking that song? Like, why did you pick that type of performance? I think you guys did a fan and hat dance, and kind of like maybe give us a little bit more context about what that is.
Yeah, definitely. So, our traditional fan and hat dance we performed at Asia Fest was a part of our Vietnamese Culture Night, which is an event that we hosted a couple days actually after Asian Fest. But typically in Vietnamese culture, if I'm not mistaken, there's four traditional Vietnamese dances. So usually it's a fan dance, so it's separate from the hat dance. And then there's the lotus dance, which we don't perform that, but hopefully we will in the future with more members who are interested in dancing, as well as just having the resources to put on a lotus dance. And then there's also the parasol or umbrella dance. So same reason we don't do that dance, but hopefully in the future we can incorporate that into our show. But we combine hat and fan dance. The process of it is really fun. I know that I'm friends with our VCN representative, who was also the performance chair. And I know she had a little bit of struggles on trying to find a choreographer who at this point really, the hat and fan dance isn't too difficult to learn. You know, and it's not too difficult to choreograph. So our choreographer, I don't believe she had any background in performing or choreographing a hat and fan dance, but after she watched a couple of videos, I think she was able to put something together, but also put a little bit more of a modern twist on it, which I personally had a lot of fun with that. I'm not sure what the process was on picking the song for the dance, but I really liked it a lot. I performed the hat and fan dance last year, and it was very poppy. I guess the song that we had picked last year was a song that was trending on TikTok, but for like the Vietnamese viewers. So I know the song we picked this year was very, very slowed down, kind of went along with our theme of like the morning, day, and night. So it was like sunset in the city. That's what the title of the song was called. So it went really well with the theme, but I really liked it. It was super fun. And I think you just don't typically see a lot of traditional Vietnamese dances using hat and fans as props. So I think it was really fun for us to dance with it, but also to show our audience.
Yeah, I especially think that's a great choice because music kind of like cuts across age demographics and like culture as well. It's great that IU has these spaces where students can kind of reconnect with their cultures and even discover components of it that they hadn't like experienced before. Let's talk about VCN a little bit. So unfortunately, I was not able to attend, but I know you guys had performances, but what else was there going on?
Vietnamese Culture Night, it's our annual event that we usually host in the spring. It's basically a big show event. It's everyone is welcome to come, and it's just us bringing Vietnamese culture alive on campus for our students who are in the VSA organization and for students who just want to know more about Vietnamese culture. But typically the event is split up into two parts. So the first half of the event, we have interactive booths, as well as food that we cater from a Vietnamese restaurant. There's no Vietnamese restaurants here in Bloomington, unfortunately. Hopefully there will be one soon. So we usually cater in from a Vietnamese restaurant in Indianapolis called Pho 21. So we get food from there and we offer that as part of the ticket that they buy. And then our interactive booths, it ranges from anything to everything. This past year, we had a lot of our members are very creative people. They sell their own art. So we allowed them the space where they could showcase their art and sell it. So one of our other VCN committee members, Katie, she has a spoon ring jewelry business. So we let her showcase that there. One of our other members, Molly, she and Victoria, they both do art. So we let them sell some of their art pieces there. We were selling our own VSA merch to the public if anyone wanted to buy it. We also had, and this was, I believe this is something new that we added this year, but it was our collective philanthropy project booth. So as an organization, we fundraise for a different charity every year underneath the Union of Vietnamese Student Associations in the Midwest. It's called UVSA. So UVSA picks a different philanthropy, and then all the VSAs across the Midwest at other colleges, we fundraise for them. So this year they picked rock, paper, scissors, where they build like bikes and just create more programs for children in Vietnam in their schools. So we had a CPP booth at the event, and we had two members. They were running it, and they just did a bunch of dares and challenges. You know, you donate and they'll do a dare. So that was something new we implemented, and I think that was really, really fun. One of the like milestones was like if they had hit $300 in donations, you get a pie, one of them in the face. My mom donated like $10 and they hit $300. So my mom got to pie one of them in the face, which was really, really funny. That's the first part of the event. And then in the second part, that's when we do all of our performances, as well as anything that the VCN committee like wants to incorporate. So this year they wanted to do a skit, kind of like a video sitcom skit. So they also have videos of that in there as well.
That sounds so fun. I am so sad that I missed it.
Yeah. So my main role as a committee member was to help the chair members, like such as planning chair and things like that. So we helped a lot with like making decor and making sure everything ran smoothly leading up to the event, because it was kind of a stressful time to be planning that whole thing and like making sure that it ran successfully. So this year for VCN, our theme was actually under the Vietnam sky. So it was really cool. We had a lot of foods. We had like a night market of different artists and people coming together. So we had Katie, who's also another VCN committee member, and she sold rings. And I also sold some crochet stuff in there. But then the main part of the show was actually based on like the under the Vietnam sky theme. So it was like morning, afternoon, and night. And it was really cool because we had performances that were actually based on these kinds of themes. And yeah.
Oh, that's so cool. Yeah, I heard from Kathleen that you guys had like a two-part kind of like, so the first part was kind of like, you know, a little boost with people selling their art, or, you know, kind of informational boost. And then mm-hmm. there was the performances. So that's really cool.
Yeah.
So I guess kind of still keeping to like the art theme, I was wondering like, how has your identity kind of played into the creation of like all the art you do?
It's like very reflected in my art, because that's kind of what I choose to focus on most of the time in my art. So it's always reflecting like my emotions or maybe an experience I had. And recently coming to Bloomington, I feel like it's been very like reflective of my experience, kind of like finding my own Asian roots, just because like I'm mixed. So I'm like half white and half Taiwanese. So I'm not really like Viet, but I still like being in that community. But I never really got the chance to explore my Taiwanese background, just because like my mom immigrated here when she was really young, and it was kind of a traumatic experience for her. So we never really celebrated anything like Lunar New Year and things like that. So being here has really helped me to like grow that side and find this other half of me that I never really found before, which is really cool. And then I think through my art, you can really see that, just because I've painted more subject matter that's like reminiscent of it, such as with lanterns or just different symbols of Asian culture. And just like, I feel like they all just show this like new love and comfort that I've found in finding a family in VSA or just like in the Asian communities here in Bloomington.
Wow, yeah, that's beautiful, actually. And I think it's so interesting and great that art has kind of, well, art has always been kind of a mode of communication and activism within like minority communities and other subgroups. And I just think it's great that you guys like in VSA and like other groups as well, kind of, I know Kathleen talked a lot about utilizing music. So it's great that music plus art has kind of like come together at your event. I think that's great. Well, this has been great talking to you. Before we do go, because we are almost at time, I have one last question for you. So if there's one thing you'd like the listeners of today's episode to take away from this episode, what is it?
I would say the biggest thing I'd want them to take away is like the importance of cultural appreciation on both ends. So for themselves, but also for the people who are sharing their culture with others. You know, VSA, this is a student ran organization. There are students who are volunteering a lot of their time just to put on an event or multiple events throughout the year, with the main goal of just wanting to create a community for Vietnamese or Vietnamese, for Vietnamese students, but also those who are interested in learning more about the culture. They put in a lot of effort and work just to bring Vietnamese culture alive to IU, especially with VCN. Just bringing it back for one night is really nice. But also, like, I think it's important as a student on campus to, you know, take this time in your college years to, you know, learn more about other people's culture. It's going to help you in the long run. I feel like just being culturally aware, but also just appreciate everyone's culture. You know, IU is a very diverse community, and it truly like means a lot to the people who are putting on these events, but also it's good for yourself too.
That is beautiful. Okay.
I would say just like if you're feeling nervous about reaching out to new organizations or finding new groups, I'd say like even though it's scary, you got to put yourself out there because joining new organizations can really be a good way to connect with your roots or even find yourself like a family away from home. So if you're feeling nervous about attending events or like joining organizations, don't, because you never know who's going to be there. Because I was also very like hesitant to join. And I kind of had that feeling of like, oh, I'm not like fully involved in this group because I'm not like fully Asian, or even just being Taiwanese in a Vietnamese organization. I was like, it felt kind of strange to join. But then a lot of people in the clubs are actually from very diverse backgrounds and may not be like fully Vietnamese, or like they just really enjoy the cultural aspects and getting to know like more about Vietnamese culture. So if it's something that's interesting to you, I'd say definitely just like try branching out, because there are definitely going to be other people like you feeling the same way, and you can connect with them even if you don't connect with perhaps the people who are like maybe more selective.
I think that's definitely great, and I think there's a lot of important aspects to kind of to speaking to people outside of your group per se, getting more involved with different cultures, because even though I don't know, some people like fall into the trap of thinking about how maybe like I know I do sometimes, mm-hmm. since I'm like Southeast Asian, I'm like, oh, like our cultures are kind of similar, like I kind of know what's going on, so like I don't really need to like be super involved and support them. But like, no, there's like a, but there is a lot of important things you can learn from just being in spaces with so many diverse folks.
I feel like there's also kind of a stigma. People are like, people will see the group sometimes and think, oh, they're like so connected, like there's no way I'm gonna like get involved and like be able to like integrate myself into that group. But people are actually much more welcoming than I expected, which like I guess that comes with being at a state school and like being at a pretty diverse school. So just like attending events, joining the group me and stuff can be really helpful.
Awesome. Yeah. And so are there any other events that the listeners on this podcast can kind of look forward to in terms of like events that you might be involved in, or that events that VSA is putting on maybe next semester?
Yes, we're going to have another cultural night and a bunch of other events next semester that you can look forward to. And if there's something you wanted to attend, if you're free, on April 17th from 4 to 6 p.m., there's going to be an Asian Artist Highlight Gallery that is open to all the students. I don't remember where it is, but it's on the like IU Arts and Humanities Council's Instagram if you want to look into that. But we're going to have a lot of really cool art by people of like different Asian backgrounds. And we also have a zine, like a little booklet that people may be able to take. I'm not sure. But you can at least flip through it and see all the different stuff that people on campus have made.
That sounds awesome. I think you can find, more information on the College of Arts and Science website.
I think so.
Potentially. Yeah. And also, I think the ACC has it up on our website as well. So if anyone is interested in the events that Megan talked about, or even other Asian... Okay, wait. Asian American Pacific Islander, there we go, API events for API Heritage Month, which is now, since we're celebrating it April instead of May. You can definitely check out the ACC website as well. So on that note, thank you for listening to this week's episode of Hereabouts Asian American Midwest Radio. Hereabouts is produced by WFHB Community Radio and Indiana University's Asian Culture Center. We ask critical questions about identity, culture, community, and shared assumptions. We air every other Wednesday from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. in the evening, but we're also now on Spotify. Please stay tuned for our episodes in the future. This was Belle, Kathleen, and Megan, and we hope you enjoyed this week's episode.